In Comey memos, Trump talks of jailed journalists and hookers. By the Associated Press, in a series of startlingly candid conversations, President Donald Trump told former FBI Director James Comey that he had serious concerns about the judgment of a top advisor, asked about the possibility of jailing journalists, and described a boast from Vladimir Putin about Russian prostitutes, according to Comey's notes of the talks obtained by the Associated Press on Thursday night. The 15 pages of documents contain new details about a series of interactions with Trump that Comey found so unnerving that he chose to document them in writing. Those seven encounters in the weeks and months before Comey's May 2017 firing include a Trump Tower discussion about allegations involving Trump and prostitutes in Moscow, a White House dinner at which Comey says Trump asked him for his loyalty, and a private Oval Office discussion where the ex-FBI head says the president asked him to end an investigation into Michael Flynn, the former White House National Security Advisor. The documents had been eagerly anticipated since their existence was first revealed last year, especially since Comey's interactions with Trump are a critical part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into whether the president sought to obstruct justice. Late Thursday night, Trump tweeted that the memos show clearly that there was no collusion and no obstruction. The president also accused Comey of leaking classified information. The memos obtained by the AP were unclassified, though some portions were blacked out as classified. Details from Comey's memos reported in news stories last year appeared to come from the unclassified portions. In explaining the purpose of creating the memos, which have been provided to Mueller, Comey has said he knew there might come a day when I would need a record of what had happened to defend not only himself, but the FBI as well. The memos cover the first 3 months of the Trump administration, a period of upheaval marked by staff turnover, a cascade of damaging headlines, and revelations of an FBI investigation into potential ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. The documents reflect Trump's uneasiness about that investigation, though not always in ways that Comey seemed to anticipate. In a February 2017 conversation, for instance, Trump told Comey how Putin told him, "We have some of the most beautiful hookers in the world," even as the president adamantly and repeatedly distanced himself from a salacious allegation concerning him and prostitutes in Moscow, according to one memo. In another memo, Comey recounts how Trump, at a private White House dinner, pointed his fingers at his head and complained that Flynn, his embattled national security advisor, has serious judgment issues. The president blamed Flynn for failing to alert him promptly to a congratulatory call from a world leader, causing a delay for Trump in returning a message to an official whose name is redacted in the documents. "I did not comment at any point during this topic, and there was no mention or acknowledgement of any FBI interest in or contact with General Flynn," Comey wrote. By that point, the FBI had already interviewed Flynn about his contacts with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, and the Justice Department had already warned White House officials that they were concerned Flynn was vulnerable to blackmail. Flynn was fired February 13, 2017, after White House officials said he had misled them about his Russian contacts during the transition period by saying that he had not discussed sanctions. The following day, according to a separate memo, Comey says Trump cleared the Oval Office of other officials, encouraged him to let go of the investigation into Flynn, and called him a good guy. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI and is now cooperating with Mueller's investigation. The memos reveal that days before Flynn's firing, then White House Chief of Staff Rince Priebus asked Comey if Flynn's communications were being monitored under a secret surveillance warrant. "Do you have a FISA order on Mike Flynn?" Priebus asked Comey, according to the memos referring to an order under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Comey said he paused for a few seconds and then said that I would answer here, but that this illustrated the kind of question that had to be asked and answered through established channels. Comey's response is redacted on the unclassified memos. The memos also show Trump's continued distress at a dossier of allegations compiled by an ex-British spy whose work was funded by the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign, examining potential ties between him and his aides and the Kremlin. Comey writes how Trump repeatedly denied to him having been involved in an encounter with Russian prostitutes in a Moscow hotel. The president said the hookers thing is nonsense, Comey writes, noting that Trump then related the conversation with Putin about the most beautiful hookers. Comey says Trump did not say when Putin had made the comment. The documents also include the president's musings about pursuing leakers and imprisoning journalists. They also provide insight into Comey's personal and professional opinions. He judges the administration's travel ban to be legally valid, and he takes a swipe at former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, calling her predecessor Eric Holder smarter and more sophisticated and smoother. The memos were provided to Congress earlier Thursday as House Republicans escalated criticism of the Justice Department, threatening to subpoena the documents and questioning officials. In a letter sent to three Republican House Committee chairmen Thursday evening, Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd wrote that the department was sending a classified version of the memos and an unclassified version. The department released Boyd's letter publicly, but did not release the memos. The chairman issued a statement late Thursday, saying the memos show that Comey clearly never felt threatened and Trump didn't obstruct justice. Justice officials had allowed some lawmakers to view the memos, but had never provided copies to Congress. Boyd wrote that the department had also provided the memos to several Senate committees. Boyd wrote in the letter that the department consulted the relevant parties and concluded that releasing the memos would not adversely affect any ongoing investigations. Mueller is investigating potential ties between Russia and Trump's 2016 campaign, as well as possible obstruction of justice by the president. Comey is on a publicity tour to promote his new book, A Higher Loyalty. He revealed last year that he had written the memos after conversations with Trump. He said in an interview Thursday with CNN that he's fine with the Justice Department turning his memos over to Congress. I think what folks will see, if they get to see the memos, is I've been consistent since the very beginning, right after my encounters with President Trump, and I'm consistent in the book and tried to be transparent in the book as well, he said.